a Jewish journal article, The Rise of the Orthodike, a review of Melissa Broder's Milkfed. The Orthodike is having something of a cultural moment. There were lesbians in the important documentary, Trembling Before God, 2001, but I think the Orthodike. The lesbian who lives somewhat freely, maybe even proudly in an Orthodox community, first entered the spotlight in 2006 when Naomi Alderman published Disobedience. That novel ends, spoiler alert, with a beautiful model of the Orthodike, a kind of wise woman of her Orthodox community. It wasn't the only possible conclusion. Esty's fate plays out a different way in Sebastian Lelio's 2017 film version, where religion and sexuality are treated as more of a zero-sum game. Now, the Orthodike appears here and there and everywhere. She's Malky, the self-proclaimed Orthodike in Sex in the City, creator Darren Star's series, Younger, hosting Sapphic Shabbat and having a blast with her fellow Orthodikes in the mikveh. It's to Star's Malky I owe the term, Orthodike. She's Noki, the lesbian bestie of the title character, Chanshi, going on about her wild affairs in seminary on the new Israeli television series that features Henry Winkler, the Fonz in Black Hat. For real, she's Leah, the former Hasid, in the recent Danish horror film, Attachment, 2022, living in London's Stamford Hill. As portrayed by the film, the Orthodox community might have a lot of issues, in particular, a very grouchy Dybbuk. Homophobia, however, is apparently not among them. One of the hottest iterations of the Orthodike I've encountered of late is in Melissa Broder's intimate and erotic novel, Milkfed. Broder's narrator, Rachel, is an East Coast transplant to Los Angeles, working at a talent management agency. Counting her calories in muffin tops and chopped salads, Rachel seems rather miserable at the start of the novel. She has an eating disorder, and she is always hungry. So it's no surprise that attractive Miriam, the Zaftig girl, who wears long skirts and serves fro-yo, appears, in Rachel's eyes, as a big, edible treat. According to Rachel, Miriam has pale lips like pastel nonpareil white chocolates, hair, the color of cream soda, eyebrows, the color of lions, lazy ones, eating butter at night with their paws by lantern, a tongue, like a piece of liver, a beauty mark like a caramel chip, and moles like milk chocolate drops. Through Miriam, whose freedom as an Orthodike is, admittedly, constrained, Rachel is at last allowed to satisfy her desires, both culinary and sexual. In fact, Miriam is so much the embodiment of Rachel's desires that Rachel begins to be unsure if Miriam is real. Real, or a golem? Or, as Rachel imagines it, a hala golem. Was Miriam, Rachel wonders, really a hala golem that shook and shimmied back and forth as if beckoning me to come dance with it, to rest, my face against the glazed crust, to dive into that eggy, doughy center headfirst. With her hala golem, Rachel enjoys indulgent meals, sexual encounters, and dreams of Rabbi Judah Lo ben Bezalel, the Jewish mystic attributed with the creation of the Golem of Prague. Those familiar with Broder's earlier work, she was primarily known as a poet before, Milkfed, might be surprised by the intense Jewishness of this novel. Beyond the Golem legend, the references to Israel, and the Orthodox lifestyle portrayed in the novel, are those very Jewish and very conflicted messages about eating and staying slim. S. Mein Kind. My grandmother used to say, pushing bowls of chicken soup with carb-rich matzah balls in our faces, along with kugels and mandelbrot. And also, this is my granddaughter, Kina Inahora, my grandmother would say, in such a way that my sister, all her childhood and teenage years, thought meant, this is my granddaughter, poor fat girl. The orthodoxy of the novel is, however, a little muddled. After a meat dinner, Miriam goes to buy M&Ms. While Broder has her character recognize that people practicing kashrut need to wait before consuming dairy, Miriam's announcement that technically I should wait an hour, but I won't is surprising. Typically only the Dutch follow this particular custom within Orthodox circles. Miriam's father, unusually, sports peyos but no beard. His tzitzit dangles from his pocket. The family, we are told, was ultra-ultra-Orthodox in Manzi, but now, just modern Orthodox, in California, with peyos. Nonetheless, Orthodoxy is not depicted in the relentlessly horrible, and voyeuristic, light so common today. Although Rachel is an outsider, a cultural Jew, she doesn't discuss it as though it were from Mars. It has its good, and it has its bad. Like everything else, Milkfed is a well-written novel, sensual, funny, sexy, but it can also be hard to read. By putting the novel in the first-person singular, Broder immerses her audience in the mindset of a woman with serious mental health issues, There is no doubt this book has the potential to be triggering to people who have experienced the trauma of eating disorders. I should also say that if explicit sexuality is not your thing, this book about an orthodyke is definitely not for you. Karen E. H. Skinazi, Ph.D., is Associate Professor of Literature and Culture and the Director of Liberal Arts at the University of Bristol, UK, and the author of Women of Valor, Orthodox Jewish Troll Fighters, Crime Writers, and Rock Stars in Contemporary Literature and Culture.